Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Before we get to Jason, a couple of texts I want to get to here, Chew. First from Linda in the Falls. Chewy will sprinkle cheddar cheese in his tomato soup, but he won't dip a grilled cheese in it?
It doesn't hold. At least the cheese will melt in the soup when you heat it up. If you're dipping grilled cheese, it's not spongy enough.
And then Adam says, Chewy, these bougie city people probably using $7 organic milk. All we need is tap water, baby.
Thank you.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Never know what I'm supposed to expect on a dude day. Jeez.
Jason, way, would you go ahead?
I'm on your team, bro. Paula made this tomato soup with milk, and it was disgusting.
Yes.
And she did not like that I called it puke soup, which did not go over well. But it was gross. It looked like somebody had maybe done some refunding. So. I put oyster crackers in my tomato soup.
Okay, saltines was the staple.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Crumple up saltines, oyster crackers, yeah. Same thing.
Yep. Is that a meal?
No, that's not. That's like a side, right? Like yeah. You go to like Panera, you pick two. You gotta get a sandwich or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, tomato soup's not hearty enough for itself to be a meal.
No.
All right, I'm glad we agree.
Jason, will A.J. Dillon play another snap for the Green Bay Packers? And the only reason I don't say the NFL is because nobody wanted him to begin with during his little tour of free agency. But will he play another snap for the Packers?
I don't think he will. I think this is the end of the line for him. Now, whether or not he is deemed healthy enough to play, you know, he had that post yesterday on his social media, but didn't really bring any clarity to what's going on, and he's not required to post on social media his MRI results and X-rays and CAT scans. I'm not saying that, but I still don't understand exactly what the issue is. I don't know if he'll be in the locker room to discuss that at any point. I don't want to bother him by trying to reach out to him right now when he's trying to figure things out, but maybe if he's cleared someday and we get to the bottom of what this issue is, maybe some team will take a chance on him, you know, on a minimum contract deal. But like you said, he did not generate really any major interest on the open market, came back to the Packers, and it just sucks. Like, I don't know if you had guys that you remember that, you know, were really in good spots to kind of, I don't want to say resuscitate their careers, but certainly do some things after maybe having some downward turns in their careers. And he did. He came in phenomenal shape. It wasn't just platitudes that you say about guys. And they did have a legitimate plan for a role for him. And they were talking about how he was going to be, you know, more of a move guy and use his versatility, plus lining them both up in the backfield. Him and Josh Jacobs together. I mean, you know, I know some people kind of suggested this at the time, and I don't know if they were joking, but during the offseason, you know, when they lost Josiah DeGuara, there was this idea that maybe A.J. Dillon could fill some of that responsibility, and I think those folks were right. I do think that that was going to be a component of his game, and now they don't really have anyone that fits that suits on their roster.
Jason, the assistant coaches spoke yesterday, and Rich Bisaccia was a name that was brought up when we talked to you yesterday. You were excited to talk to him. What did he have to say?
Well, I'll say this, and again, I wasn't in on the conversations that went on behind closed doors, obviously, but he did not sound like someone who fought for Anders Carlson to keep his job. He repeatedly said that they weren't getting his the level of consistency that they needed. And then at one point said, you know, he had a year and a half to basically show us that he could be consistent, and he didn't do that. So, you know, I really thought, and I know I took some grief for saying this on the Homer Hour, that, hey, you know, I understand that you know he can also miss any kick at any time, and he proved that with the miss he had at the end of the, or in the fourth quarter of the game on Saturday. But you know he can hit kicks. I mean, he started the season, I think, 16 out of 16 last year. We went from wondering if he was ever going to miss a kick. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's not even employed by the team. But I really thought that maybe Rich Bisaccia would take the, you know, we benefited from Daniel Carlson being cut by the Vikings prematurely. And this idea that maybe somebody else was going to benefit from Anders being cut. And when I brought up Daniel Carlson, he flat out said that was, that's a totally different situation. That the Vikings cut him basically after three games. And Anders had a year and a half to develop consistency, and he didn't do it. So for a guy that I thought would have defended, a guy that, let's be honest, he surely pushed for in the draft room, both Goody and LaFleur acknowledged that after the draft last year, he did not support his guy, and he clearly sounded like he was on board with moving on.
Jason, what's the schedule for Brazil? When are they leaving? How long do they have to be there? Is the NFL mandating that they're there 4 days earlier? What's
no,
the schedule?
They're leaving Wednesday. So they had this practice last night at Lambeau Field from like 7 to 9 because they want to get, I guess, acclimated. And I think, what time is kickoff in Brazil? I think it's like 9 p.m. Brazil time that they're kicking off.
Oh, is it really?
I think so. I could have that wrong, so Josh, fact check me. But that was like LaFleur's idea, was to have them practice last night. So now they are off tomorrow. That's like the Tuesday of the week. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of a normal week. And then they're going to fly out on Wednesday. And then I think they're just going to do, obviously, some walkthrough stuff on Thursday in Brazil, and then play the game on Friday and fly back afterward. So it's a long flight, but it is not any different than a typical road trip in terms of, I mean, they're going a little bit early. It's kind of like going to the West Coast a little bit early, I guess. That's the closest mm-hmm. I can compare it to, but that's it. It's nothing special for them.
And then weather-wise, it's not. It's their winter. Is it their winter or spring down there? So it's not going to be oppressively hot, I don't believe.
Yeah, I my training is in sports journalism, not meteorology, but I can I do think it's pretty warm there. Again, I don't. I'm curious, you know, when I look at the way their training camp went. You know, I remember years of covering you and the teams that you were on, and then after that, subsequently, when it just felt like it was hotter than HE double hockey sticks out there. And then you had to go out there again at 2:45 for another scorcher of a practice. And, you know, I just remember, you know, the pickle juice and all that other ridiculousness that you guys used to do back in your day.
Yeah.
And they had maybe one really hot day during camp. So if they're going to have to face that, I don't know how well prepared they are for what it could be. Right now it's 68 degrees and sunny in Sao Paulo. The forecast for Friday is 80 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fine.
Humid. Yeah, but probably humid.
Jason.
I don't know if it's a dry heat or not. It ain't Arizona.
Yeah.
Jason, they clearly didn't want to play this game. Like, when this was a possibility, it seemed like they were coming up with every excuse under the sun not to go there. Well, I mean, our airport's too small.
Yeah.
You know, it's just too small. And there's logistical issues that'll be, you know, competitive disadvantages if we end up getting selected for this game. They end up getting selected for the game anyway. We know Matt LaFleur did not handle the last international game all that well. Are they making adjustments? Do you feel like their plan in place and the way that they're handling it is better than when they went to London 2 years ago?
Well, he's bellyached about it less publicly than he did with London. Whether or not they're actually, like, they have a better plan in terms of sleep schedules and all the other stuff, that I don't know. Now, I am curious. We do not have our media access schedule yet for the week. I know, like I said, Sunday will be like a Wednesday. But as far as, like, are they practicing later in the day? What is their, you know, are they adjusting their routine based on this road trip? That I can't answer yet. But I don't think the attitude about this is any better. I don't get the sense, whereas remember when Rodgers was, you know, publicly saying how they, you know, needed to embrace the trip and go early and go do all the fun stuff, go to a pub and watch a soccer game and everything else when they went to London. I have not heard many guys in the locker room talking about how excited they are about going to Brazil and experiencing Brazilian culture and all the things they want to do that are touristy, which, again, as we've talked about since the very beginning, the things that I had heard from multiple people was that they weren't leaving the hotel. And I don't know if that's an NFL mandate or not, but I know that there were some thoughts of, well, what are we going to do when Brazilian media folks ask what you thought of your trip to Brazil? And we have to say, well, the Westin was really nice. I really enjoyed the heavenly beds. Like, I don't know if there's a genuine enthusiasm. The consistent theme that I have heard, which is true, which, and by the way, I totally agree with this, is I'd rather play the Eagles in Brazil than play them in Philly.
Well, so,
at least, you don't have that home field advantage you got to deal with.
With A.J. Brown yesterday, in his media availability, said they had a meeting and there were a whole bunch of don't do's while you're down there. So he just said, after hearing all that stuff, he's probably just going to be staying in his room.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, unless you're in Minneapolis and some crazy, wacky morning show host decides to try and trick everyone into thinking that Brett Favre had a girl in his hotel room the night before the game, there's probably not going to be a whole lot of hijinks going on in Sao Paulo. Remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Probably.
But I wonder, Jason, when we went to Tokyo, they gave us a handler. So if you wanted to go out, you would have someone from the country with you, because the cabs would not pick you up if it was just me, Brett, and Frank. So we'd actually kind of have to hide behind a tree.
Too.
No, this is true. We'd have to hide behind the tree. The handler would flag down the cab,
what
and then we'd run out and jump in the cab.
You're hiding behind a tree? You and Frank are hiding behind trees?
People in their cabs?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us in. Well, we were hiding behind Frank.
All right, now that makes
more
sense.
No, but I wonder if that's, they're going to do something like that. So
I don't think they're leaving the hotel.
I really don't.
This is not, they're not going to Rio de Janeiro. I don't think they're going to go out clubbing. I think they're going to all be kind of, because also I'd be curious, and I haven't gotten to ask guys about this yet, but like, I'd be curious how many guys' families are going down there, right? Like, If you have a kid on the team, and let's be honest, all these guys are so young, all their parents are, you know, roughly my age or a little bit older. I would think that, you know, most international games, you'd be excited to go and see your kid play in a foreign country. And I don't know how many of them even have their parents making the trip.
Jason, appreciate the time. 1 week from today, Packers kicking off the regular season in Sao Paulo. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us 3 times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Tune in to the Analysis Show each and every week, presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanasis Dedekumbo hangs out with special guests for fun and even surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, the chat that he had with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, or any other one of the unique guests TA had on his show. Find the Analysis Show on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to the Analysis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. The Analysis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.